Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
I think we're back, bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Mark Bervin is our guest. Mark is the president and CEO of Nationwide Insurance Company. And he's got brought us a survey of small business owners focusing on the millennial generation. Once a year at least, he comes by and brings us a new survey on small businesses. This one's almost completely on millennials, Mark?
Yeah. So like we were talking in that teaser that we left you with, Jim, on that on the business succession, that millennial small business owners, we were talking about debunking all those myths that may be out there about them. We were saying that kind of surprising factor about the business succession and who had succession plans in place. But the same thing held true, cybersecurity.
Hold on that thought. I want to stick one thing in here before we move to another part of your research. Folks, in case you're not familiar, and this will give you some context, depending on who you talk to, a millennial is someone who's between 18 and 35 or 20 and say 30, 37 or 8. Different people disagree on, but in the very, very late teens to just beyond mid 30s is typically all the 20s, all 20 year olds, 20 somethings are millennials, and up to about probably about 37 or so are millennials. So when you hear, Mark, when people hear us talking about, you know, how they're different from, say, Gen X or baby boomers, you know, they can look around. They know someone who's at that age, and they maybe put it into context a little bit for them. So tell us about cybersecurity.
That was a great point of clarification as we went through that. So we were talking kind of millennials 18 to 35, Xers 36 to 50, and then boomers 51 and older. Mm-hmm. And there's big differences even within those individual categories. But, you know, across the board, so the business succession we talked about, cybersecurity, it was about three times more boomers had a cyber attack plan in place.
Three times more boomers?
I'm sorry, millennials. The boomers or the Xers.
Why do you, any perspective on why?
You know, you think about that, and a lot of it is anecdotal, but as we get some of the feedback and inquire and talk, just the upbringing and what was exposed, you know, what were you exposed to during the time of your formative years? And you think about, we were kind of joking about growing up in the digital age, those smartphones, et cetera, but, you know, they haven't known anything different. So as we're talking about cyber, just their understanding of the dynamics of that digital world that they've grown up in, you see they're definitely more concerned. And that was one of the other themes that came across. Their level of concern about a number of these different exposures that they face as a business owner was very heightened as compared to the boomers and the X.
In the cyber, would I be taking too much license to say that a couple of reasons why millennials are more sensitive to cybersecurity than, say, boomer generation. Number one is because that's their world. Their native language is cyber, right? And whereas maybe I'm an immigrant, and the other thing is, many of their businesses are structured around technology.
Yeah, I think both of those statements are very accurate.
So good for them for recognizing that. And one of the things that I think some of my audience should take away from this, you know, I like to talk on the show about what you and I can learn from another group, like we often talk about what small business owners can learn from big companies and vice versa. But these are some things that other generations might want to pay attention to what the millennials are saying. And one of the reasons why is, you know, some of these millennials are well into their 30s. They're not little kids anymore.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And whether it's you're a boomer and you're looking at your hiring practices, or maybe your staff, your couple of people that you're working with, or just how you get exposure to different folks that think differently.
Right.
Really, really important stuff. But, also, Jim, we saw the same thing across retirement planning. You know, and again, kind of an interesting one as you think about it. But another piece that we saw in the retirement planning was the benefit focus that millennials have. The millennial small business owner was far more likely to offer a more comprehensive suite of benefits to their employees, whether medical, pay time off, dental, vision, life, you know, across the board, they were twice as likely as boomers to provide those suite of benefits, and significantly more than the Xers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting as you think across the value proposition of how they see their business.
Their values, they have a different set of values. And I want to stick something in here, Mark, that I, as we wrap up this segment, that I've said for a long, long time. And that is, I mean, I have my evaluations, my analysis of millennials. And I often point out areas where they need to work on. But the one thing I always preface everything is by saying this, and that is that they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
You know, in a lot of ways, as you look at this, you could say they are definitely a values-based generation, especially as you think about that in the dynamic.
And their values, they live their values. The ones that I know, the ones I've hired many of them over the years, and they live their values. Hold on to that thought. Nationwide.com, is that right, Mark?
Yep, Nationwide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.